The following shiur has been presented by Harif Chaim Wegschlita, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad, Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yevamis Daf Nuntes. Today's Daf discusses the women who are also to a Kohen Gadol, who are mutter to a Kohen Hegit. And the Mishnah teaches us, Kohen Gadol la Yisa Almana, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana, it's a lav. Parshas Emor, Perich of Allah, Pasuk Yudgimel, Almana, Grusha v'chavala, Zoynes Eil la Yikach. And then the Mishnah goes on to discuss the other half of the Pasuk, Ki im b'sula me'amav yikach isha. The mitzvah of a Kohen Gadol marrying a b'sula. The emphasis is, we find in Machlokes Rishonim how to understand these psukim. Vehu isha b'sula yikach, ki im b'sula me'amav yikach isha. One way to understand these psukim is to say that really the Torah is teaching us an iser asei. In other words, there's no positive commandment, there's no mitzvah on a Kohen Gadol to go ahead and to marry a Isha Besula. But rather, there's an Isser, that a woman who is not a Besula, he is not allowed to marry. The Torah expresses this negative commandment with positive words, in order that this Isser should have the chaymer of a mitzvah saseh, and that is what we call a iser ase. But really, we're not telling the Kohen Gadol to marry a besula, but rather we're asering him to marry a woman who is not a besula. The other way to learn this is that the Torah is commanding Kohen Gadol to go ahead and to marry a besula. Let's say, for example, the Kohen Gadol is not married, and he would like to remain unmarried, which Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol must be married. But let's go up until Yom Kippur. Or let's discuss for a minute the Meshuach Mulchama, who has the same Isurei Noshin as a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara in Hariya says, must he get married to a Isha Besula? The Ramban in Chumash learns that the repetition of the Psukim, who Isha Besula Hayikach, ki im Besula me'am of Yikach Isha, the Ramban says, who Isha Besula Hayikach, pirish avoloi ba'ula. That the first pasuk v'u'isha b'v'sula yikach is a lav habo mechlal aseh. It's telling the Kohen Gadol what not to do, not to marry a non-b'sula. And then the Torah says ki in b'sula me'am of yikach isha, that is a mitzvah saseh, that the Kohen Gadol is mechuyev to go ahead and to marry a b'sula, and he's medayik from the lashon in Masechet Torah Tafid Aleph on the base. Muzer al ha'almana u'mitzuva al ha'besuva. That he's muzer on the almana, and he's mitzuva, he's mechuyiv to go ahead and marry a besuva. The chinuch seems to learn that v'hu isha b'sula ha'yikach is an isra'ase. And the chinuch says, sho ikr hu etzleinu, that the ikr, pshat in this pasuk is, the lav habo mechlal asei, that we're referring to over here, a lav habo mechlal asei. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems to hold like the Ramban. Mitzvah asei al Kohen Gadol, she yisa nara besula, a Kohen Gadol is mechuyiv to go ahead and to marry a nara besula. So we're holding so far, we have a machlokes rishonim, whether the Kohen Gadol is mechuyiv to marry an Arab besula, or else these psukim are to be understood as the isra say that he's not allowed to marry a woman who is not a Arab besula. The Rambam, in Perek Yitzayin, Mehilchus Yisurei Biyah, and also later on in Hilchus Klei HaMikdash, brings another halacha about the women who a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry and is not allowed to marry. The Rambam says, in Perek Yitzayin Halacha Yud Gimel, Ve'enay Neisei Shtei Noshim Lo'olam Ka'achas. A Kohen Gadol is never allowed to be married to two women at the same time. She'nemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Isha. Right, that's the pasuk we just learned. V'hu isha b'vsuleha yikach. So we darshin, or maybe the second pasuk, ki b'sule me'amav yikach isha. We darshin isha achas v'loishdayim. That a kohen gadol may only have one wife at a time. He may only be married to one woman, not to two. And the Rambam brings up limud from the pasuk isha. The Magad Mishnah is bothered. What is the makar of this Rambam? But I'll call upon him, that is the shita of the Rambam. The Ravid over here in Perek Zayin Hilchos Surabia, he argues. He says, Omar Avram lo nischaru zayis hasfar, that he disagrees with the Rambam. And he says like this, he brings two rights that really a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry two women. The first ray he brings is from a sugya in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that on Yom Kippur, a Kohen Gadol has to be married to one woman and not to two women. The pasuk says, Chiper badai uva'ad beisai, beisai zo ishtai, and the Gemara says, beisai v'lo ishtai batam. So the Zok the Ravid, that it's only on Yom Kippur, when a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to have one wife. Shari Yimayis Hashana, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to have two wives. The Ravid then says, parenthetically, obviously, Al Smidus Tavis, he should not marry a second woman. He's going to have to divorce her before Yom Kippur. And he can't remarry her after Yom Kippur. Because if he remarries, because once he divorced her, every Yom Kippur she becomes a Grusha. And he's not going to be able to remarry her after Yom Kippur. So it won't be a solution for him to divorce one of his wives, Erev Yom Kippur, and remarry her after Yom Kippur. So, therefore, Pashat Al Smidus, it would not be it would not be correct for him to marry a second woman. However, halachically, besides Yom Kippur, the Ravid wants to buy from that Gemara. That the Pasuk says, the Gemara teaches us that a Kohen Gadol has one wife and not two wives on Yom Kippur, then in Shari Yom HaShana it would be mutter for him to have two wives. And the application again would be the Meshuach Muhammad or a Kohen Sha'avar, that you have a Kohen who's not doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. They're also not going to have a Midas issue. According to the Ravid, they would be allowed to marry two wives. The second raya, the Ravid brings, that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry two wives, is from a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. In Divrei Hayamim, the Torah says, the Nabi says, Vayisa loy Yehoyada noshim shtayim. Yehoyada. Yehoyada was the Kohen Gadol. And the pasuk says, in the Rayovim Beis, Perik Chavdalot, Pasuk Gimel, Vayisa lo Yehoyada Noshim Shtayim, Vayoyled Bonim Ubonis. The Ravid understands, the Pasuk is teaching us, Vayisa lo Yehoyada, that Yehoyada married Noshim Shtayim, two women, Vayoyled Bonim Ubonis. So, Frek the Ravid, first of all, we have a Gemara, which seems to limit a Kohen Gadol being married to two women to Yom Kippur only. Second of all, Frech the Ravid, we have a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, which Divrei Hayomim says, "Vayisa lo Yehoyada noshim shtayim, vayoyled bonim ubonis." The second raya from Divrei Hayomim, the Gdolei Achreinim, the Mechas Chinuch brings from Reb Chaim Volozhin's brother, Reb Zalman, that the pasuk is not referring to Yehoyada, but rather the pasuk is referring to Yoyash. Yehoyada Kohen Gadol took care of Yoyash, who was the Melech. And let's read the psukim before this pasuk and after this pasuk. The pasuk says like this: Ben Sheva Shalom Yoyash b'Molchay, va'arboim shana Molach b'Yerushalayim, v'shem Ivya Imay Tzivya b'Be'er Sheva. Vayas Yoyosh Hayosher Beni Hashem, Kol Yimei Yehoyada Hakayin. So these two psukim are clearly talking about Yoyosh, and then there's a samach, there's a full stop. Then the Navi starts again. Vayisal Lo Yehoyada Nosh Mushtayim, Vayoyled Bonim Ubonis, Vayhi Achare Chen Hoya Imayv Yoyosh Lachadish Beis Hashem, And the pasuk goes on, Vayikvetz the Kehanim Alavim, Vayikra Melech Lo Yoyad HaRosh, Vayim Lamedu Lo Drash Alavim, and the pasuk goes on and on. So, Zotu Zelvela, that the pasuk Vayisa Lo Yehayada is not referring to Hayada, but rather it's referring to Yayash. That Yehayada the Kohen Gadol married Yayash, the Melech, off to two kings, to two women. And therefore, we cannot bring a raya from this pasuk that Yayash the Kohen Gadol, Yehayada the Kohen Gadol, in fact, had two wives. Vayisa Lo Yehayada doesn't mean that Yehayada actually married them, but rather he married Yayash, who's the subject of Pasuk Beis and such and Pasuk Dalet, to two women. The Chassam Sefer in a Truva also learns that the Pasuk is referring to Yoyash having two wives rather than Yehayada the Kohen Gadol, and he also brings that pshat in the Pasuk from the Yavetz. Rashi over here in Divrei Hayomim seems to learn like the Yavetz. The pasuk says, "Vayelid banim ubonis, vayisla yehayada nashim shtayim vayelid banim ubonis." Rashi says, "Lefichinemer lemata shahara goyish espinei yehayada." That Rashi is bothered by the kasha. Why is it that the Torah is interrupting the story of Yoyash by telling us who Yehayada married and about Yehayada's children? So Rashi says, "Lefichinemer lemata shahara goyish espinei yehayada." Since it says later on that Yayash killed the children of Yehayada, therefore the Torah interjects, the Navi interjects, and he tells us that Yehayada got married, had banim ubanis, chutzuk loy mashayi loy banim. And therefore we interrupt the story of Yayash with the Nakuda that Yehayada got married, and he had banim ubanis, because it will become and be a relevant point later on. Rashi seems to agree with the Ravitz. But as the Menachos Chinuch points out, that we have a Mesera that Rashi in Divrei Hayomim is not from Rashi. In fact, there are other steers, the Shittus Rashi and Shas, in Rashi and Divrei Hayomim. So therefore, since this is not actually Pirush Rashi, so we can say that the Rambam learnt the Pasuk like the Gedalei Achronim, and therefore he is not Shver from this Pasuk. The Rambam will learn that the Shtei Noshim were the wives of Yoyash the Melech, not Yehayada the Kohen Gadol. What I wanted to share with the Olam is that these two halachas, these two shittas of the Rambam that we mentioned, number one, that the Rambam holds that a Kohen Gadol is mechuyev to marry a Nayar Besula, and number two, that a Kohen Gadol may not be married to two women, can create a tremendous halachic problem for the Kohen Gadol. What happens if a Kohen Hedyot who is married becomes appointed a Kohen Gadol? Now, he has a wife, but that wife is no longer a Besula. Now he finds himself a Kohen Gadol. What does he do? Does he go ahead and marry? Is he now mechuyev to go ahead and marry another woman to mekayim his mitzvah say of v'hu isha b'vsulah yikach, which according to the Rambam is a mitzvah say to marry a b'sula? But or do we say that he's not allowed to marry this nara b'sula, because if he marries a nara b'sula, he's going to end up with having two wives? Or should we say ad kedei kach that he's mechuyev to go ahead and divorce his previous wife in order to go ahead and marry a Nara Besua? In other words, if you hold that a Kohen Gadol can marry two women, so then we don't have a problem. We could still say that there's a mitzvah say to marry Nara Besua, and I'll marry a second wife. If you tell me that the whole pasuk is an Isser Aseh, so then he will remain with his previous wife, and who, since he married her already, so that the Gemara says klar, that if one, even if he married an almana, he'd be allowed to stay married to her. So, for sure, if he married, even if the shot when he married her, she was the besula, he could for sure stay married to her. and then he would have been mechayiv to go ahead and to marry Nara Basula. But the Shittas of Rambam holds the chiyuv to marry Basula, and the Rambam also holds that he's not allowed to marry two women. So what should the Kohen Gadol do? So the Sfas Emes says in Yuma Daf Yud Beis that really the only issur of a Kohen Gadol marrying two women is b'shas he's a Kohen Gadol. If he married one before he's a Kohen Gadol, and then later on he becomes Kohen Gadol, and now he wants to marry a second woman, so that's okay. Because the whole issur is that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry two women. There's no issur Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be married to two women, but a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry two women. And the Sfas Emes says that with that we can answer both of the Raavad's kashas. The Raavad's first kasha was, how is it possible that the Kohen Gadol, that we need a pasuk, a chibur ba'adei ba'adeisa, telling us that a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to have one wife? Well, that's necessary if he married one woman before he became a Kohen Gadol, and now he married a second woman once he was a Kohen Gadol. When it comes in Kippur, he has to have only one wife. This pasuk by Yehoyada HaKohen, even if we're to learn that Yehoyada HaKohen had two wives, we could learn that he married one before he became Kohen Gadol, and he married the second one after he became Kohen Gadol. He married one before the Kohen Gadol, and the second one was the Besula, which he was mechuyev to marry Alts Kohen Gadol. That's what the Sfas Emes says to answer both of these kashas. However, the Chasam Sofer says that it's muchach from the Raavad not like that. Because if the Raavad held that it would be mutter to go ahead and stay married to the previous wife, and then marry only one wife, Alts Kohen Gadol. If the Raavad understood, again, the Sfas Emes understands the Rambam to mean that the Kohen Gadol is now allowed to marry two women. But he's allowed to be married to two women. The Raavad who asked these two kashas obviously holds that the Isser is to be married to two women, and therefore the Chasam Sofer says that the Raavad will hold that the way the Raavad understood the Rambam, the Kohen Gadol will be mechuyev to divorce his first wife in order to go ahead and to marry his second wife. To marry a second wife who is a Besula, to mekayin the mitzvah say of v'hu isha b'vsula ha'yikach. The Chasam Sofer says that with this yisoid, we can miyashav amoyed gazach. The Gemara tells us that Beis Shammai holds that one is only allowed to divorce his wife in yimtza bo ervas dover, if she was mezana with somebody else. Anything short of znus is not a criteria for divorce, and giving a get is only mutter when an isha was mezana. The shaila is that the Torah asks a gerusha to a kohen hedit. Who is this gerusha that the kohen hedit is not allowed to marry? If you tell me that the kohen hedit is not allowed to marry this woman who her husband divorced her because she was mezana with somebody else, that woman's anyway also to a kohen hedit, because the Torah tells us that a kohen hedit is not allowed to marry not a gerusha and not a zayna. If she was mezana tachas baila, she's a zayna. Who is this gerusha who the Torah had to aser for a kohen hedit? So Zot Chasam Sofer, that the way we're learning, it's meridik. Because although, generally speaking, according to Beis Shammai, it's aser to be megarish one's wife, unless she has an ervas dover, she's a zayna, and she's anyway aser kohen, there is a woman in Klal Yisrael who will be a gerusha who will not be a zayna. And that is the first wife, the wife that the kohen hedit married before he became a kohen gadol. And now he's mechuyev to divorce her in order to go ahead and marry a Nayar Basula, and also he's only allowed to have one wife. We have now a case of a woman who is a gerusha who is not a zayna, and therefore we find a case, al kaponim beheter, when the Torah asserted a gerusha to a kohen hedit, the Torah can be referring, we found the case of the Isha was a grusha, not a zayna, and this is the additional woman that the Torah had to ask on a kohen hedit. That this woman who was divorced by the new kohen gadol may not remarry a kohen hedit, she would have to remarry Yisrael, who is now mitzvah on a grusha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.